This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer and Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. If you are one of those people, how would you like to work with me? You asking us?
Are you asking us, or who are you talking to?
We are one of those people.
Yeah, we are one of them.
Well, how do you like working with me?
Huh? Yeah, it works out every now and then.
We're going to talk about gas and the prices you're paying for gasoline and why. This will be a short conversation because, well, I will not give you the answer to the question because that's not fair. Patrick DeHaan, who's a petroleum analyst, will join us. Meanwhile, George Clooney is in the news today. Jennifer?
I love him.
George Clooney has won new privacy laws ahead of his wedding to Ms. Almodin. According to U.S. Weekly, is it U.S. Weekly or Us Weekly? I never got that. Was it?
I think it's Us.
Us Weekly?
Okay. U.S. News and World Report, Us Weekly.
Okay. Anybody that gets too close to his villa on Lake Como in Italy will be fined 400 smackers. When is the wedding's in September, right?
Yeah, no one knows, but sometime in September-ish.
So, but nobody knows whether you're going to get married at his villa in Italy or going
Down
to
Abbey.
Mexico. Down Abbey. I thought that's where they were going.
Yeah, remember that was the original plan?
I haven't heard Italy, so is it not Italy, or do they don't
well,
know?
Well, he's got the house in Lake Como, so that's one option.
Maybe this is a guessing game so that nobody will show up.
Exactly right,
married.
Exactly.
Who was it? There was a famous actor or somebody recently got married. Nobody knew it. So why don't they just do that? Why don't they just go get married someplace?
You know, Jennifer, listening to a story about Jennifer Aniston the other day, apparently getting a little therapy to help her when she ultimately runs into Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie at the wedding, because Brad Pitt may be the best man.
Oh, yeah, they're friends.
And Jennifer is like a little bit, apparently she's been able to avoid Brangelina. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
there's a story about the two are missing each other at LAX not long ago.
And knows that she will not be able to avoid talking to them both when she sees them at the wedding.
Isn't that so crazy? Like, what do you do? That's an, because not only.
Why are you all worried about it?
It's not, I'm not worried about it, and I don't care. But that's a weird situation when you run into your ex, who not only is your ex, but cheated on you with this woman. I mean, there's still a lot of hard feelings. They would be awkward for sure.
Yeah. But you would think that they had run into each other by now. But apparently she's been able to avoid it.
Although the rumors are that she and Brad will talk. I just don't think she's run into Angelina.
Wouldn't you love it if there was a cat fight between Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie?
When you
and Angelina
got it all
took that leg that has no Twitter account. Just, you know. Beat her over the head with it or something. It'd be great.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
Okay, next item of interest here. You're all going to be excited to hear that investigators have a new theory about the missing flight 370.
Yeah, it's south, right?
South. Where? They say it crashed into the Indian Ocean because the plane was on autopilot. It was the same group of pilots that were flying the plane that landed in San Francisco for Asiana Airlines last year.
And they're investigating the background and the life of that one pilot because they think that he may have done something.
He may have done something? What do you mean, may have done something?
Taken out the other pilot, put it in autopilot, and taken the plane south.
Really?
So now they have moved.
Taking the plane south, like crashing it, or?
South of where they were previously searching. So they have moved the new search parameters south of where they were previously searching.
Really? And that's, what is the reason for that?
You still think he got abducted by aliens, right?
Oh, I didn't say aliens, but I think the plane landed on the ground someplace. I find it interesting to note that the Malaysia Airlines CEO said this week that business has improved after...
This is nowhere to go but up from there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd get much worse.
Right. The chief executive officer, who's kept a low profile since the plane disappeared, said, quote, we're seeing a significant recovery in our markets with the exception of China. We have not gotten back up there. Well, most of the people on the plane were Chinese, right?
Yeah, but there were some Americans.
Right.
And
three.
Remember,
only three, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, something like that. Remember, the conspiracy theory here is that there were Chinese scientists on board who had invented, what was it, a cloaking device.
Yeah.
To be able to
make the best
make things, like, invisible. Mm-hmm. And that the United States took out the plane so that the cloaking device could not be finished.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking at their plans for the future.
Yeah.
They're going to sell all of their 777s. And they're going to renew their fleet. The 777s were first developed in the late 90s, or they were first put into service. They're one of the newest planes in the sky. So they're going to retire them? No, they aren't. They're going to sell them and retrofit them.
They're going to cash out is what they're going to do.
Well, they can't put people on that plane because the plane, they think, everybody thinks that flies Malaysia Airlines, that the 777 is unsafe. Which, of course,
is
not
the one with the battery?
No, no, that's the Dreamliner, 787,
right?
The Dreamliner 787. No, this guy hasn't got a clue. They're considering bankruptcy because they're insolvent. They're insolvent because they're incompetent, bunch of nincompoops, and you can see that on how they've run the airline. All right, so let's put that. Every time I see that, my hair on the back of my neck stands up. Anything to do with Malaysian airliners and Malaysian government, ugh. Be happy you live in America. As bad as it is, be happy you live here and not in some dirtbag place
that.
Patrick DeHaan joins us in a moment. He's got an interesting theory on why you're paying so much for gasoline. That's our next discussion here on Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Patrick DeHaan joins Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, and me here on Good Day. He has become a leading source for reliable and accurate information on gas price hikes. I think you've been here before a number of times, Patrick, as we talk about the same old thing, because basically gasoline prices continue to move up, the concerns about Iraq, but nobody points to, wait a minute, we got all of this oil in America, we're in the best position we've been in for ages, and we're selling our oil overseas and buying stuff from these guys? What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. Even though domestic production is at highs that we haven't seen in 25 to 30 years, oil prices still can shoot up when there are geopolitical tensions, as our oil isn't really, you know, we don't get any price benefit of being in the U.S. All that oil is priced based on what global commodities are trading. So it's really a price that's set globally based on supply and demand and all the factors.
What would happen if we broke out of that pattern, that mold, and just kind of said, okay, we're keeping our own oil and we're selling it to ourselves, and be damned with you, the rest of the world, and your oil prices?
Yeah, can you pass a law?
You know, then the rest of the world probably would stop shipping us the rest of our needs. You know, the Saudis would stop. They'd say, well, if you're going to do this and that, you know, it would probably be a huge mess.
All right, so where in the country is the cheapest gas? Where is the most expensive, and why?
Well, I'll explain why first, and much of it has to do with gasoline taxes. South Carolina is the cheapest by far this morning, average price $3.38. The South is just winning hand over fist here. Alabama $3.43, Mississippi $3.44, Arkansas $3.45. On the other side of that, you have areas like, well, Alaska and Hawaii always at the top, but California at $4.10, Washington at $3.98. The West Coast is really hurting, so $3.94 in Oregon. If you're out there, it's not going to be a very good July 4 if you're hitting the road.
Mostly because of taxes, right?
Yeah, you know, most of that does have to do with tax. You look in an area like California, among the highest gasoline taxes in the nation, area like South Carolina and New Jersey, among the lowest. It really depends, too, what's going on locally. Like, the West Coast is isolated from the rest of the country, so if there are refinery problems there, prices can escalate very quickly, and they really don't have the advantage of being able to be supplied by the rest of the country. The South is very cheap just because its proximity to refining hubs in Houston and the Louisiana offshore oil port and pipelines that run right through that area in combination with those low gasoline taxes.
We got about a minute left here, Patrick. Where are the petroleum companies processing? In other words, these refineries, is there a place, you were just talking about the South, how many do we have in our country, and is that really the reason? Do we need to build more refineries? Not have more oil.
I don't believe that we have to build more refineries. We're doing more with fewer because of all the EPA emissions standards now. There's many, many less refineries than there were just 20 years ago. Most of them, there seems to be quite a few right along the Gulf Coast in Texas, Houston, Louisiana. Has a fair share. None in Florida, and that's where generally most of them are. Certainly, there are some in the West Coast, the Great Lakes, the Rockies. They're really spread about, but many of them are in the Gulf.
Yeah. All right. So what's your prediction for the next week or so? You said July 4th, yeah, the price is going to be high. What happens later in July, later in the summer?
Well, right now the Iraq situation is seemingly cooled, and perhaps in the next week the national average may slowly begin moving back down. We'll have to keep an eye on Iraq. That is going to be a driver of gas prices. But really, when it comes to fundamentals, refineries producing enough, we have enough oil. So once we get this Iraq situation off the plate, as long as hurricane season remains quiet, the national average could fall. But if the
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mitchie's into John Cougar Mellencamp. John Mellencamp, John Cougar.
I like John Mellencamp.
The top five songs from this week in 1982 include, in the number five position, John Cougar. Hurts. So good. Yeah.
When I was a young boy, sipping with those young boy ways. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I love those young boy days with a girl like you. With a girl like you.
Amazing how many songs are about love, men and women, right?
They can keep writing them.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, amazing how that works. Yeah, all right. So, John Cougar with number five this week. It hurts so good. Number four this week, Group Asia and Heat of the Moment. Do not remember this song at all.
Oh, sure. Monster hit.
Number four this week, 1982 is the year. Number three belongs to two of the biggest stars of pop music ever. Paul McCartney singing with Stevie Wonder.
Or is this
Doug Stefan and Jerry Springer?
Oh, that's not the right one, is it?
Why are we playing the right one?
Because it's more fun to play. Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Hey, that reminds me. Were you in the room last
yes.
week?
Yes, Joe Piscopo was at the radio convention.
What was the matter with his face?
Maybe he's old.
No.
He needs to get yourself.
He wears that fake tan stuff. He even alluded to it while he was on this panel.
Awful.
And from the back of the room, the lighting made him look like he was black.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I'm sitting next to Doug.
He is black and you are white.
And I'm just like, look, that's not Joe Piscopo. That's a black guy. Yeah. But then once I got closer to him, I was walking out of the building with him. And he looked fine. He just had the fake tan stuff. But it was the lighting that made him look like Eddie Murphy.
Really weird.
Anyway, so McCartney and Stevie Wonder with Ebony and Ivory, number three this week, 1982,
wow.
At the end of the year. Number two from this week.
Gone from Asia to Toto.
Yeah.
What a time-stamped week this is.
Yeah, this one especially. Okay, number one this week, 1982, The Human League.
This doesn't say the 80s at all.
That's good stuff. This is
I like it. Yeah, I like it a lot.
That's good. It's important you like it. Don't you love me, baby? Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, is Nancy Grace a dirtbag?
Aw. Passionate.
Passionate, really.
Passionate.
And who is known as Lawrence of Afghanistan? You ever hear of Lawrence of Afghanistan?
No. And what do you do when you have a nanny that won't leave?
And Uri Geller.
And?
And? What else?
Chuck Curry, maybe?
Nah. Yeah. So, maybe. I hope he's going to be on. And
that's all I got.
Yeah.
So, Jennifer.
Yes.
Don't you want me?
Running ain't after on Good Day.
Yes, I do, Rich.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When someone with Alzheimer's loses a loved one, what do you do?
I don't lie to him. I don't feel comfortable with that. I do divert sometimes.
AARP caregiving expert, Amy Goyer.
So sometimes he'll say, honey, how you doing? Which is my mom. He always called her honey, and he is visually impaired, so he'll see something and think that's her sitting there. I'll just say, hey, Daddy, it's me, Amy. I'm fine. And, you know, I'll kind of try and divert him that way. But most of the time, we talk about her.
And that helps.
You feel your way through it day by day. I actually started taking him for acupuncture. She uses magnets and acupressure massage. It's made a huge difference in his cognitive functioning. His language is better, but also not so sad, not so constantly all the time sad.
Just one thing that seems to have made a difference. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Jennifer Horn is here. She's not a nan 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 nanny. She's sometimes a nay nan nay nan a naysayer.
Yes, sometimes.
As Ken Kessel always goes along just to get along. That's not bad. Richie never gets along with anybody, so he doesn't go along. He just wants to have you pick one of his fingers. That's all. 34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Dudley, leader of the band. I'm going to get Charlotte back from the vet today. This is it. I don't have to have her. No more procedures. Nothing.
She's fine.
Good. Doesn't have sight anymore, and it bothers
You more than it bothers her, I'm sure.
Well, I think my children are bothered by it. And I've had to go through a lot of conversation with Brendan about it, because Brendan found Charlotte. But in a way, she's tied to him as well, or as much as she's tied to me, in a sense. And when he gave her to me, when she was younger, it was out of his love for me and her, because he saw how we, the two of us, got together and bonded. So at this point, he believes that she has perhaps lost some of her dignity, because she's very dignified. We all know, all of you, everybody. Kenny, have you ever met Charlotte? Now that I think about it, I don't know that you've ever seen. You have met Charlotte. Okay.
Yeah.
Has anybody made the suggestion that maybe it's time?
Yeah.
Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah. No, that was what he's trying to say. And I don't believe it is, nor do any of the vets, the professionals that I have that know her and her health and physicality. As a matter of fact, most of them say that the adaption of a dog who loses its sight or its hearing or both is pretty amazing if they have physical strength and stamina, which Charlotte
does. But her hearing is not hearing that good either.
Knows it's me. When she can hear me. And one of the ways that one can communicate with a dog now is with a whistle at this point in her life with her hearing the way it is. But she'll get used to it. Warren had a great idea, and so did some of the other. I mean, there's been so much support for her, and the children have seen. Well, Megan has seen it. Brendan doesn't go to Facebook, so he's not seeing what Megan's seeing in terms of support for Charlotte. Megan's been a little softer. I mean, Brendan's been pretty tough on me, and I understand that. The essence of what he thinks about, he said to me in an email last night, Dad, you're in your 90s. You can't see, you can't hear, and do you still want to continue to live? And whether or not she could tell us as to her feelings, she can't communicate because she can't see and she can't hear. I don't think that that's, we don't understand necessarily how dogs and or animals in general communicate in a way.
Brian, that has the same concern I do. You will make that dog last as long as possible on this earth, if it's not good for her.
I think that's very unfair.
No, we all know how much you love that dog and how you do not want to let go.
But don't you think the dog dignity?
I will not have her suffer.
Is different than a human's dignity. I don't think that Charlotte is thinking, "Oh my God, I'm blind. What is everybody going to think of what I look like?"
No, Charlotte is thinking she wants to be with her people, which is what she's always thought.
She wants to eat. She wants to poop. She wants to run around a little bit.
Well, she wants to come in the truck. She wants to be with me, as she has always in her life. And that's when she has the greatest peace and pleasure, frankly. It's an amazing responsibility. And I will not let that dog suffer. If I thought she was suffering now, I wouldn't. I would think about it a lot, and I have a lot of conversation about it, but I would not hold on to her. That's extraordinarily selfish.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm a selfish person, frankly.
I think you need support.
Make the decision
on this to make sure that you're
I will tell you that Meredith has kept me very focused on it, and she sees how she is. See, the difference is the kids don't see her every day like I do, and Meredith does, and you hear me talking about her.
I think Charlotte's fine.
I don't
think it's time.
Physically, she is.
I just worry about when it is time that you won't recognize it.
We'll have these conversations.
But it's not now.
I won't like it.
Right.
Yeah. You asked me, he doesn't want to talk to me on the phone about it. He said that we went back and forth an email. I love you, Dad, but I don't want to talk about it. But what you said to me last month, you asked me once in a conversation. I think you put it to me as you usually do, pretty bluntly. Have you started to
prepare yourself?
And I said no.
Right.
That was the end of the conversation. We were on to something else.
I know. Right. You need to start thinking about that at some point in a dog's life.
Yes, I do. I think I do.
And
I don't admit it to him anyway, but I'm certainly thinking
about
it.
Right. Okay. So anyway, in the news, Dudley.
Okay. The IRS, back in the focal point here. This is pretty amazing because they think we're so stupid. Even the dullest of human beings, when they hear not only that Lois Lerner pleads the fifth, but then when the emails, the technicians are looking at this and they're thinking, wait a minute, what are you talking about? They can't recover data? And the IRS says they've used exhaustive means.
Right.
They've followed all avenues. They have done everything they can, but they can't find the data.
So,
come on.
In comes Representatives Bill Flores and Louis Gohmert.
Yeah.
They have proposed that whoever can identify and recover Lois Lerner's, the Identify and Recover Sent Emails Act, or the IRS Act, they will give you $1 million if you can recover Lois Lerner's emails. So what they're saying is, listen, here's exactly what he says.
He says,
I find it hard to believe that the emails from Lois Lerner are lost and unrecoverable.
Mm-hmm.
It is very convenient for the IRS that they say they're unable to turn over any of the communications.
Somebody
mm-hmm. is capable of retrieving them, and we are passing a bill to pay them $1 million to do it.
Mm.
Is that awesome,
yeah,
or not.
And if the, even if the Republicans don't deserve to win in November, they're going to win on this. This is going to crack. This is going to slap the Democrats around more than anything else.
Oh, it smells like that.
Because it just and have the Republicans done the same thing in the past? Of course they have.
Here's the other twist here. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Also, Representative Steve Stockholm, of course a Republican from Texas, has proposed a handful of resolutions calling on the president to give Congress all emails between the White House and Lois Lerner and the Attorney General. Because, okay, Lois Lerner's emails are gone, but the president's aren't.
Uh-uh.
The Attorney General's aren't.
Uh-uh.
The FEC's aren't.
Uh-uh.
The Department of Defense and the Treasury's aren't. Those are all still there.
Mm-hmm.
So even though her hard drive is gone, everybody else that she corresponded with, theirs are fine.
All right.
Go get them.
Two dirtbags in the news. Lois Lerner is one. Nancy Grace is the other one. I asked, is she a dirtbag a few minutes ago? The answer from my perspective is yes. Tell the story, Jennifer, about her exposing this man is being interviewed, basically grilled by her.
Well, I think we have to. Do we have the audio, Rich?
I think we do have the audio.
That we can play, because I think that...
I'd have to go get it, Ken, unless you already had it.
I thought we had it yesterday. We were listening.
I was just playing it for you. I can get it real quick, but
I think tell the story, I'll get it real quick. Yeah.
All right, so go ahead, Jen. You can tell the story.
Okay, well, Nancy Grace, I don't know if she's a scumbag, but she's definitely, like, an opportunist, for sure.
Putting it very nice.
I mean, if you want to put it mildly. But so she's doing her show, and you know her big thing is always about the kids.
Get them.
Trying to find the kids.
She's
got this dad on the show whose kid, 12-year-old kid, has been missing. And she tells him on the show, she tells the father while they're on the air, we're getting reports that your son has been found alive in your basement. And the dad says, what? Okay, good. So here we go. Here's the audio.
We're getting reports that your son has been found in your basement.
And she's got this look on her face.
Ah, she's a horrible look on her face.
Sir?
Hello? Is this thing on?
Listen to the guy, though.
What?
Yeah, we are getting reports that your son has been found alive in your basement.
What?
Yes, that's what, if you could hand me that wire very quickly. Yeah, we're getting that right now from yeah, how could your son be alive in your basement?
I have no idea.
So
now this is just a report that we are hearing out of Detroit that we're trying to confirm. Everybody
please.
In New York, please get on it. Let me know when we get Charlie Langton from WWJ. Sir, did you check your basement?
I checked my basement. The FBI checked my basement. The Detroit police checked my basement. My wife checked my basement. I've been down there several times. We've all been checking.
This is what we're hearing.
I need to know that back. We got to get three. But I don't get what this. Well, how would this kid be in his basement? I don't get this.
Apparently, there had been a barricade built of a 55-gallon drum, a dresser, and some boxes, and they found him behind there. And we don't have any information. The police, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
The police still have custody of the kid while they, quote-unquote, check his health and question him, I'm sure, to try and figure out what the story is before they give him back to the parents.
But they did confirm, the Detroit police confirmed they had searched that basement four times, even with the dog. They had searched
cadaver dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe they smelt a live boy and think, okay, well, he's not dead. Then we, you know.
All right, this is too bizarre.
It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
All right, speaking of bizarre, Uri Geller joins us in a moment right here on Good Day.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest to you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to embrace the warm weather than by enjoying the tastes and colors of the season with friends and family. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer marks the start of sunny skies, outdoor gatherings, and an abundance of colorful, healthy produce, perfect for fresh summer recipes. But can you entertain all season on a budget? Devin Weaver, MamaCheeps.com.
It's the perfect time to lighten up the menu by creating easy and delicious meals using summer's fresh produce. I shop at Aldi because they have a wide selection of fresh produce at low prices, giving shoppers healthy benefits without breaking the bank. I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocers.
What are your tips for enjoying a healthy and delicious summer?
Colorful produce promotes health, tastes great, and looks pretty too. Garnish drinks with bright slices of fruit and frozen grapes. Mix freshly diced tropical fruits for a tasty salsa side dish, or grill fruits for extra sweetness. And my number one tip is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more info, visit aldi.us.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
All right, Uri Geller joins us here. You have somebody special with you that you would like us to meet?
Yes, very much so, Doug. His name is Howard Hughes. No connections to the Howard Hughes.
Leave it to you to know somebody named Howard Hughes.
But Howard has been a radio presenter for many, many years, and he has a very unusual show called The Unexplained with Howard Hughes, and it is heard also in America. Why don't you have a few words exchange with him? I'm passing you over to Howard.
All right.
Doug, Stefan, you've been hijacked. I apologize for that.
It happens frequently.
Talking to you from Uri's beautiful home here in the Thames Valley, a place called Sonning that is one of the most beautiful parts of the UK.
I have sat in that chair where you are many, many, many times. It is a great place. Tell us about The Unexplained.
All right, Doug. Well, you know, I can really sum it up very briefly. You had a guy on air there in the States called Art Bell.
Yes.
Art Bell became my hero some years ago. Now, I've been a broadcast journalist in this country, you know, won awards and done stuff, the routine kind of stuff that you do, you know, the showbiz stories, the fires and the deaths and all the rest of it. But my real interest was anything paranormal, unusual, conspiracy theories, all that stuff. And then I discovered art on my computer about 1997, and I thought, I want to do that. I've always been into technology, so I started my own show. So I have an online show now that's growing rapidly. And the amazing thing about it, I think Americans get off on the fact that my name really is Howard Hughes.
Yes.
It's heard across America. If I tell you that one of my shows recently, in just a day and a half, got 100,000 downloads, and most of those were from the United States. So some of the people hearing you now might possibly be aware of me.
So what was the focus of the story that got 100,000 hits?
The focus of that, well, I did an interview, that particular one, with a guy called Dr. Stephen Greer, who's a great exponent of so-called disclosure, basically saying that, you know, UFOs are real, the government's not telling you about that. He's campaigned in Washington, made many presentations at the highest level, has friends in the White House. So he was a big-name guest, rather like Uri, to have on the show. And, of course, as you know, Doug, those things are enormous draws when you get them. You know, I've done radio over here for more years than I care to mention right now, but Uri is always one of my prime time guests.
Oh, yeah.
And to sit here in this room and do this.
Yeah. Harry's great for this sort of thing because it's so against the grain to admit that somebody like Harry has the power, if you will, where he gets it, how he gets it, is it real, is it fake, all that stuff. And that becomes part of the fodder of the conversation. So what's your website? I'll give you a chance to plug here your website.
Hey, Doug, listen, can I just say I've heard you many times. It's lovely to talk with you. My website is www.vonexplained.tv. And it's just, you know, just a real blast to be here from Uri's home talking to you.
Unexplained.tv.
All
right. TheUnexplained.tv. So we'll all check that out. Howard Hughes. Didn't get much from Uri, but we got some interesting, fun stuff from Howard Hughes with Uri here on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whatever life holds in store for me, I will never forget these words. With great power comes great responsibility.
You're changing. I know. I went through exactly the same thing at your age.
No, not exactly.
The theme from Spider-Man by Aerosmith, from the first Spider-Man movie in 2002. The reason we focus on it because the star of that movie was Tobey Maguire, who's turning 39. His birthday is today. Tobey, 39 years old. Chuck Curry, movie moments are upon us. One more memorable moment from the first Spider-Man.
I read all your research on nanotechnology. Really brilliant.
And you understood it?
Yes, I wrote a paper on it.
Your parents must be very proud.
So, the bad guys in Spider-Man, I remember the actor, and I remember his face, but I can't remember his name, that wore that metal suit that had the, like, octopus arms on it. Was that the first Spider-Man or the second Spider-Man?
That was the second. William Dafoe was the Green Goblin, the original.
No, he's talking about
Alfred Molina.
That's exactly Alfred Molina.
Doc
right.
Ock in the second one, which is regarded as the best Spider-Man movie. But I'm a big fan of the Sam Raimi's first two. Yeah. I didn't mind the third one. A lot of people did. Mark Webb's The Reboot. Very watchable, but I like Raimi's version better, and I like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man better than Andrew Garfield.
All right. Chucker has the previews, movies coming out this weekend, plus news about the Beverly Hills Cop sequel coming right up here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty busted mask. Responsive.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, Chuck, what do we have to look forward to as far as new movies coming out this weekend?
Well, there's one big film, if you want to call it a big budget film, and that's Michael Bay's Transformers 4, Age of Extinction.
Awful,
locking
awful,
in a
awful.
Running time, Doug. 2 hours and 37 minutes. Mark Wahlberg takes over the franchise from actor Shia LaBeouf. These films are usually critic-proof. It's tracking at $100 million-plus opening weekend. I looked at Rotten Tomatoes. The reviews are only 18% positive, which I'm sure Paramount is not very happy with. Some reviewers call the film excruciating to watch. It's not really a good word when you want to have a big box office take, but still, this movie's going to make a lot of money here and overseas.
Why do people want to watch these horrible creatures and all of this violence? What is there about it? Just doesn't make any sense.
Well, violence is cartoon. I mean, violence is part of movies and TV. It's not going to go away. The effects are amazing, I will say that, but I haven't seen the film, so it's not fair to judge. I like the original. The second one was awful. The third one was a lot better than the second one. I'll probably see the fourth one over the weekend and let you know what I think of it on Monday. One other film opens. It's called Begin Again, a romantic love story with Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. I'm a big fan of his. He's a good actor and very appealing.
Is that the one the girl has cancer? She's suffering from cancer, being treated for it. Is that the movie?
No, that's you're talking about The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh.
This movie has a lot of musical numbers in it.
Mark Ruffalo singing?
Mostly positive. Yeah, a lot of singing in it.
Yeah. Ruffalo singing?
Keira Knightley sings. I'm not sure if he sings, but I know she does.
All right, State of Michigan has offered a lot of incentives for the fourth installment of Beverly Hills Cop to be shot there. Apparently they decided to go to Detroit. What do you make of that?
That's not unusual. A lot of the studios are starting to film movies in Detroit, also Michigan. I know the new Batman Superman movie is currently filming in Michigan. I believe RoboCop, the remake, filmed a lot of its scenes in Detroit. They get a lot of tax breaks,
yeah,
and it saves them $20-30 million, so it's a good destination.
This is the anniversary of principal photography for Star Wars Episode II, starting in Australia. Shooting lasted 2 months there, and they went to Italy and Tunisia, Spain. This is a pretty interesting. Darth Vader, Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi, I don't know. Ewan, I never pronounced that right. Ewan McGregor. Christopher Lee was the baddie. Remember him? Count Dooku.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.